Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian is off this week, but I am joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios by Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, it's just troubling because I care about the outcomes. I care about what goes on here in the state of Wisconsin. I want to see a better path forward. And to accept the results of the redistricting process to land in these gerrymandered maps for another decade is frustrating because I know that there's going to be so much good that could be done in the state that's just not going to be because of the hyper-partisanship that we see in these maps and what we're going to face for the next decade. And so I know it can be disheartening, it can be discouraging, and it can leave a lot of people confused at what's the point of it all. And I think that's just one more reason why it's so important to be involved and be paying attention, because these decisions have consequences. Elections have consequences, and who we elect to positions in the state of Wisconsin have consequences. And to sum up, I think Craig Gilbert's piece at the Journal Sentinel summed it up pretty well, because at the end of his piece, he says, Wisconsin is a 50-50 state with almost no 50-50 legislative districts. It is a place where the two major parties trade victories for U.S. Senate, governor, and president, yet one party has an unshakable grip on the legislature. It is a place where statewide contests are more suspenseful than almost anywhere in America, yet legislative elections are, by design, largely over before they've begun.
Yeah, it's a pretty accurate portrayal, but it's too fatalistic, as I was saying at the end of the last segment, because it assumes that it's impossible to change people's minds, and it assumes that you're going to have the same level of turnout from your base as you've had traditionally. There are a lot of people who don't vote, and if we start convincing progressive folks to turn out and vote in higher numbers, we can have a different outcome even in some of these gerrymandered districts. And the other point is, it's important to vote statewide because gerrymandering does not matter in the governor's race. Gerrymandering Right. doesn't matter in the race for attorney general. Gerrymandering doesn't matter in the race for secretary of state or the race for treasurer or the race next spring for Wisconsin Supreme Court, because it's a statewide race. And yes, they intentionally made it difficult in state assembly races and state senate races for progressives and Democrats to get an equal shake, no doubt about that. But we also have to start turning out people who haven't voted for before, and we have to also start talking to some reasonable Republicans to say, look, your party is becoming an authoritarian party. How much longer are you going to go with this crowd that has no problem whatsoever, as Mark was saying, about bearing false witness time and time again, reuttering the big lie, they're perfectly willing to corrode or erode or destroy the foundations of our democracy and the legitimacy of our political system. Is that something you want? I mean, I think we need an alliance from Liz Cheney all the way to Elizabeth Warren. We need an alliance all the way from, people like Kathy Bernier and Jim Steinke all the way to everybody here on Devil Radio.
Yeah, because like Pizza Box Mike. Yeah, all the way to Pizza Box Mike.
I love me some Pizza Box Mike, too. So, okay. I mean, I think we should recognize that, the issue here is, do you believe in democracy or not? Do you believe in fair play or not? Do you believe in facts or not? Or are you just going to buy this nonsense and the big lie that's being peddled by Gabelman and Voss and now Clayfish and Nicholson and Rampton and Michaels?
Yeah, and Matt, a lot of the work you do, nonpartisan work, do you see an appetite for that in the people? I know you're going around the state talking to communities all across Wisconsin. What kind of appetite is there right now for that, say, a wider coalition of the sensible Republicans, although they are retiring, like Steinke and Senator Bernier? What kind of appetite do we have for that here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, Senator Kathy Bernier herself said there are things that are more important than party and the fate of our republic is one of them. And so I think there is, even among Republicans in the latest poll, we saw that not a majority is believing that, you should be able to, erase what happened in November 2020 and decertify the election. So, there are some moderate Republicans out there that we should talk to and try to just nudge back from crazy land.
Yeah, and one of the other interesting aspects of the Marquette University Law School poll, getting back to that as well, is when you asked likely voters from 2020 and 2022, when they voted, the confidence that they had in those elections, there was more confidence held in the spring, the April 2022 elections here in Wisconsin, than in the November 2020 elections. And do you believe that it is an effect that of the former guy's name just wasn't on the ballot? Do you think that that's something that we can attribute that to? Or do you think that there just wasn't the widespread calls of doubt in the 2022 elections, and that played a bigger role?
Yeah, I think it's that all the propaganda from Trump on down, you know, Gableman and Branch and Ramphin, et cetera, has been focused on November 2020 because Trump is the sorest loser in the history of politics and the history of athletics. I mean, there isn't a worse loser in the Guinness Book of World Records. And so, you know, he's such a crybaby, he can't give it up. He's still in the parking lot screaming at the refs. So whatever, that's him. That's his psychosis. And he is pathological. But he doesn't need to make this whole country pathological or this state pathological. And that's what we're fighting about right now.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting fight because it's going to continue into this fall's elections. I have a feeling, like you said, that was the people that believe the 2020 election was quote unquote rigged are the ones most fired up to vote this fall. And so it's going to bleed across elections, and it's just going to be fascinating data for that I can't wait to track, because that is really going to be the key indicator, is who's the most fired up, amped up, ready to go to the polls and vote. Because I believe one of the other aspects between both Republicans and Democrats in yesterday's polling from Marquette was that there was pretty equal enthusiasm among voters of both parties to go to the polls this fall. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this whole idea that there's an enthusiasm gap among Democrats and progressives, I mean, that is belied by the data that we got in the Marquette Law School poll. 57% of Democrats are very enthusiastic, 57% of Republicans. So I think we can put that one to rest.
Wow, it sounds like a 50-50 state right there with how fired up they are to vote. And that's really what it comes down to. I have a feeling, Matt, that election night, regardless of the outcomes of the August 9th primary, I believe the November election night is going to be pretty razor thin, and we're going to be keeping up pretty late that night to figure out the results of all of those elections.
Yeah, and I just hope for a big turnout. I mean, it's good for democracy when people vote. That's basic.
Yes. Yeah, the more people that are voting, the better, because that is the best indicator of a healthy democracy. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really appreciate my friend Matt Rothschild joining me this hour as Brian is out on vacation. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab. You can go to Dueling Tangents. Up next, we got the Devil's Advocates coming in studio from 3 to 6. So get ready for the greatest radio show ever. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these.